Okay. Good afternoon, everyone. Should we do roll call?
Okay, sure. David Meyer.
Here.
Maria Moore.
Here.
Elizabeth Rhodes Reed.
Here.
David Van Allen.
Here.
Kate Conrad.
Not yet.
Ann Irish.
Ann Johnson.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I think of your email. Yeah.
Also my license.
John Sokup. And Julie Stowe. I should double check. Julie was going to try and join.
John.
Oops.
But you knew that.
Yeah.
Do we know where he went? No.
Approval of minutes. Any questions, concerns about the minutes?
I move we accept the minutes.
I'll second.
Vote.
All approved, say aye.
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 Okay.
Okay, on to public input. Any?
I'm just going to watch.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. A lot of action this time.
Yeah.
What's your name?
I'm Isaac. Yeah, I've been attending local government stuff very recently. So just kind of went on the website, looked and saw what existed, and decided to attend things I was in.
Yeah, happy to. We have one member of the public here, so happy to have you here.
Yeah, welcome.
Yeah, welcome. Thank you.
We want to get into the action items, the bylaws. Or do you want to slip in the update and discussion of
it? Yeah, we can jump down there because Kate already kind of knows what I'm going to say for that.
Anyway. Yeah, I think that makes sense.
Okay.
Let's do that.
I'm not screen sharing right now. Hang on, everyone. Okay, I'm going to start sharing my screen for a second, everyone. Alrighty, so we just did public input. We're going to jump ahead a little bit and loop back to our discussion about Ricochet and Skyblade. At the last meeting, the commission, here's Ricochet and Skyblade, the commission decided to relocate Ricochet to Jones Park, once it's repaired. The RFP was open for the repair of Ricochet and Skyblade. However, there were no bidders.
Oh.
No bidders.
So that's kind of where that's at right now. There is still some interest from one or maybe even two people. And I did show Skyblade recently to someone who is interested maybe in doing repair on it. And that person's going to send in a quote, for what they anticipate repairs might cost. So just kind of waiting on that right now. So that's where that stands. And then I reached back out to Dan, if you all remember the professor from UNI who came or joined the commission meeting in May, I think it was, and he had assessed Ricochet. And I asked, if they might still have interest in doing the repair to Ricochet through their incubator program that UNI hosts. And I sent him a quote document, and he was going to, discuss it with some other art staff from the department and let me know. And so just kind of waiting on that. And the earliest they could do it, if they are interested, would be next summer. So we're kind of, yeah, we're kind of in limbo, you know, with both of those pieces right now.
Have you contacted Dale Merrill in Mount Vernon about the ricochet?
Well, I think that's the person that, well, not, I mean, not about ricochet. Was he a person that you gave me the email address when the RFP went out?
You sent me
someone, and I thought that might be him. So then he would have gotten the notice for Ricochet and Skyblade. And we didn't hear from him.
Okay. Well, I wonder if I should contact him or something. I've worked with Dale before, though I know that he is busy and has turned down jobs. So I might just ask him.
Sure. Sounds good.
Have you talked to Steve Maxim? Is he the...
Michael? His name, the artist?
Yeah.
The Skyblade artist, his name is Michael Maxim.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's not the guy in Amana.
No, he's in Kentucky, I believe.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And he declined. He, you know, he was kind of the first person we went to do the repair.
Well, Steve Maxim might be interested. He's a
Who's that?
He's a sculptor in Amana. No, Kelowna. Kelowna. Oh. And but he mostly does bronze molds. He just molds, but he can do something like this without too much trouble. He's not on your list of people to come. I could send that to you. I could send you.
The RFP went out, and I had asked commissioners for suggestions, and I got those suggestions were included in the RFP list.
Oh, okay.
So,
well, it didn't occur to me until I saw that name up there. That he might be.
How long is the RFP open?
A couple weeks. I don't remember exactly. 3 weeks. Who's that?
And if it expires, then what do we do?
Yeah, so that's where we're at now.
Suspend it, maybe reopen it again in the spring.
That's when I reached out to, we got a few other names, and I said, hey, and that's when this other person came. So yeah,
sure.
It's kind of, I think we wait to hear back from the two.
Sure.
But then, yeah, depending on what they say,
right. So if they're not interested and this closes in 3 weeks.
RFP did close already.
Okay.
So it was open for a couple of weeks and now it's closed. And then after it closed and we had no bidders, I did reach out to, to Dan who had seen Ricochet and someone else who had since expressed interest in Skyblade but didn't know we had RFP out there. And he is interested and is going to send a quote.
Okay.
So we just kind of have to see.
Yeah, where
they'll go. Well, yeah. So that's really the latest update on Ricochet. So I would just say stay tuned and we'll see what we hear back from those two artists and then can kind of continue the conversation depending on what we hear back. What was the other thing we were doing? Oh, okay. So do you want to jump to the work plan discussion or do you want to go to bylaws?
I'm open. What do you think?
We probably should do bylaws, shouldn't we? Since they do, we have a quorum and they need to be approved.
I guess it is under action item, but I don't think there'll be a recommendation at this meeting. So we have several days for people to consider them. And if there are recommendations for change, we can incorporate those. So you probably vote on it next month. And I will say with the bylaws, the last bylaws were updated in 2014. And updating them now is very timely for several reasons. First of all, the public art plan that you all adopted, or council adopted actually in April, there are some recommendations in the public art plan that can be incorporated into the bylaws. Secondly, with the name change, the bylaws became a little outdated. Mm-hmm. Thirdly, there's some room for having consistency with the city's other boards and commissions that really weren't part of the current commission's bylaws. And then there were also some legal, some legal things to clean up. And in one example, in the previous bylaws, there was something about electronic voting, and that's not even allowed. So we just want to kind of clean that up. So I'm happy to kind of go through, really, if you want, piece by piece, or if you have any questions. But that's really what the main changes were. I know in the first part, Section 1, the creation name and authority, it's acknowledging the new name to Public Art Commission. The previous bylaws did not have the function section, which is totally just kind of copied and pasted from the public art plan. So that's where those functions came from. The response.
So I have a couple of questions on those. Do you want to go through those now, or should I send you an email?
Sure. We can go through them now.
Let's go through them.
Okay. So one is just a formatting suggestion. Under the other sections, there are numbers rather than bullets. And I think that might be helpful if we did the same thing under the, where we say the Public Art Commission shall, if we just did 3.1, 3.2, 3.3, just be easier to reference. Easier to reference. So that's just a formatting point. But the question I had is under the first bullet, where it says review and approve all proposals for public art, are we really approving, or are we recommending? Are we recommending an approval to the city council?
Yeah, being advisory.
Okay, so you want to add the word recommend in there?
Yeah, I think it's review and
recommend approval.
And recommend recommend approval.
Okay.
So, yeah. And I don't know if we need to, I think for the bylaws, maybe not, but a definition of public art, do we want to have that defined within the bylaws, or are we okay having those in separate documents?
Yeah, because the bylaws really define the commission. I feel like the public art plan had it defined.
Okay. On the next bullet, where the comment says advocate on behalf of the program, is that the public art plan?
Art program?
Yeah, I wasn't sure what we meant by program.
Okay.
And then we talk about, in the next bullet, there's the comment, review implementation of the public art plan annually, and then probably several bullets down, it starts off review. So review and recommend the annual public art commission work plan to the city council. And I'm not sure the difference between the two. So we have a public art plan.
Yep, that's what was adopted.
Yep.
In April, that's the public art plan, and then the work plan is what this committee,
like a year by year,
Okay,
that makes sense. And then towards the bottom, where we talk about gifts, where we state review and recommend proposed gifts of public art to the city. I don't know, should we say review and recommend the acceptance of proposed gifts? So I don't know if this is, hey, someone says, I got this sculpture, I wanna give it to the city for public art. Is this what this commission would do, is say whether we think that's something that is consistent with the public art plan and we propose accepting it, or we'd go back and say, you know what, we don't, it's a very nice gesture, but we don't think this is going to fit in with our plan.
Exactly. That's exactly. Yeah.
So I would consider inserting after recommend, I would say the acceptance of.
How about acceptance or rejection of?
Yeah. Yep. And recommend. Yep. Yep. That's all I got.
Under the responsibilities, that part is new. That was not formally in the previous bylaws. And I'm trying to think. So that is new. It aligns with other boards and commissions' responsibilities.
Yeah. I had a couple questions on this. Under 4.2, we talk about the commission members can recommend removal to the mayor of one of its members for reasonable cause. I don't know if somewhere in the city other documents, there's a definition of what reasonable cause is. And when we talk about attendance earlier in 4.2, and I don't know if we want to somewhere define what reasonable cause is. I think we all inherently know what it is, but you know, if there is someone on a commission that is to be removed, I think having some type of framework as far as what could cause that other than attendance, I think would be helpful. Just a suggestion.
Like the NFL has the code of conduct sort of thing.
Yeah, I mean, it could be, yeah, that's really interesting. You know, like what I was thinking of it too was there was that college student at University of Kentucky who was caught saying and doing awful things. And she was kicked out of the school and she was not allowed to return to the campus. She's like kicked out of school, banned from the campus. And, you know, to me, that seemed really harsh. Not saying she doesn't deserve it, but I was thinking in my head is like, is there some type of code of ethics for the school that says, you know, if you do this, there's, you know, no second choice, you're out. so just something to consider. Maybe it's a question for the city attorneys to get their thoughts. And if this commission is fine with it, I'm fine with it too, but you know, maybe something we wanna to clarify.
Yeah. Do other commissions have that definition?
Yeah. Because this draft that you're looking at was reviewed by the attorney's office.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm fine with it then.
No, it might be good though that we have that sense of what the definition is.
Yeah.
I think that's a fair point.
I'll ask about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we
yeah.
just do a footnote or an asterisk mm-hmm. and say right, CC right. City Charter.
Yeah. Or even do like EG. You know, something so we know what, you know, what our expectations are. And then the this is maybe just more of a style than anything else. Under 4.3, we could talk about the last two lines. A member may be removed by a majority vote of the, and we say elected body that approved the appointment of said member. I mean, can we just say by a majority vote of the city council? Because it's just more clear as far as who makes that decision.
So that elected body is?
I assume that's the city council.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. And that's all I got there.
Could we bounce back to the prior section? One of the things that I just stumbled on, I just don't remember this conversation, the artist selection panels. Is that something that was conceived to work with us when we review pieces of art? I don't recall. Hello. Welcome.
Meet our new chair.
I'll turn it over to you.
Pro Tem.
But in that section of functions, I'm not recalling what the artist selection panel, how that connects into what we are doing, if that's outside of or along with or.
So that was a recommendation. Like I said, this whole function section was talking from the public art plan. And in the public art plan, they recommended that, for particular projects that, community members be identified to help with that. Yeah.
Right.
So that's what that was.
Right. And that's what I thought I was recalling, but how, and maybe this isn't the time to have the conversation, but how would that relate to what we do and how would those decisions may be made as to when that's necessary or when it's prudent, that's, maybe that's a conversation for another time. It's in here, just this. Potential members of the panel act as liaisons to the panel. When do they come and how is that going to be determined?
Yeah, and I think
I had the same question.
Thank you.
I had the very same question.
Did you over on the next page in section 6 where it says artist selection panel, was that, and again, that's adopted from the public art plan.
Right.
So that part is not making sense. What should we do to have that make sense?
For me, the thing that mattered there was that I couldn't tell whether it was just for commissions or whether it was for, anything else.
Right. Okay. How and why, when would they be activated?
Okay. Yeah. So I think it just needs a little more clarity. Stephanie, I had the same question.
Does this commission have recommendations on how, why, when?
Yeah. I mean, the way I read it, it's essentially forming a body that is to do what we've been doing.
Well, except that they're recommending. They're a recommending body to the recommending body, and then we recommend to the council.
Right. Okay.
I mean, I think in my mind, it's formed for a limited period for, a certain project.
Right.
Yeah.
But I guess I'm wondering what the parameters of that is. Is that an unusual project situation, or do we need to talk about that and flesh that out? I don't know.
Yeah, I think there is a question that we need to tighten up that language. And like I said, to me, it seemed like, well, is this only for like a visual art, a commission that we're doing with a visual artist? Because there's a bottom bullet where it talks about, review the selected artist's design concepts. Well, what if it's a performance artist? It wouldn't, I'm not sure that language really works as well. And maybe I'm just being too particular about this, but I feel like it's and maybe it's open for a reason to leave it less binding.
I in its current state, it could be interpreted in many different ways. Like somebody could show up with 100 signatures on a petition from the outside. Or it could be an artist proposal, artist and a team already sort of together that bring a proposal to us. Would that be in the same ballpark?
I think that's a part of the question. What's the catalyst for this body to be activated?
Uh-huh.
That's my, I guess, my question.
Uh-huh.
You know, a special project, meaning what?
Yeah, well, I agree when you said, you know, there's a consulting committee, the consulting committee to consult the city council. And it's almost as though we changed our name and basically put ourselves out of business, and now somebody else, now another committee is going to be doing this.
Well, but if there's a project that is big, different, unusual, you know, particular to a certain request or need, I don't know what that means, but, you know, it makes sense to me, too, to have a group of people kind of starting to flesh that out or work through it or, and then mm-hmm. kind of present that to us.
Yeah.
That
makes a lot of sense. I don't know whether we need to actually turn it into a rule. That's just sort of.
Well, if you look at the opening paragraph of 6.7 on the prior page, I think we control when those artist selection committees are appointed, because we have to vote on it. So the commission is establishing and appointing the committee.
Okay, so the artist selection panel would effectively be a committee.
I think so.
Maybe it's bringing the language
subsumed under the 6.7. Am I reading that incorrectly?
That makes sense to me. Maybe getting the language more similar, same between those statements would be helpful. Yeah, that makes sense.
And it, you know, since it says it can be both commission members and non-commissioned members, you know, it would actually, I guess, function sort of like what we did with bringing LD in or Lanisha.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, yeah, right. But different from, say, like when Shane Gilmore came in with the proposal, basically the whole thing laid out, looking for money to back her. We gave her some money.
Sure, but there still could be a committee formed to work on that
yes.
proposal.
Yeah. So those are both fit into the current writing.
Yeah, and it could be a more thorough way to approach looking at a project too, to have a subcommittee mm-hmm. flesh it out, dig into it, and then bring it back for conversation. That makes sense.
Okay.
To me.
So, any more comments?
So are we just talking general comments on the bylaws?
Yeah. We've gotten a couple suggestions.
I did have one question/suggestion in section 3 on function, bullet number 1.
David said a number of these.
Yeah. Okay. That starts with monitor the overall development of the park public art collection, ensuring that local and regional artists are represented in the public art collection. Honestly, I feel like that could be used against us. And it should say that local, regional, national, and international artists are represented in the collection, so that there's no question about what it is that we're trying to do, because we do have a vocal group of local people who think that everything we do should be local.
Mm-hmm.
Fair point.
And not that we're against that. We you know, I think we've all been very supportive.
We would do it if we found it, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But including that language embraces all parts.
Right, yeah. I think that's a good idea.
And then we did actually have a conversation a long time ago about trying to figure out ways to add diversity and to the commission. And I didn't see any place that spoke to that here. So I don't have a suggestion. I just noticed that omission.
So under membership, that 5.4 is new. Pulled again out of the public art plan, commissioners shall hold the qualifications in a diversity of relevant fields. City as a whole does have a standard to try and achieve diversity in many ways in board and commissions. So that is an overarching goal of all city boards and commissions.
Are we at our maximum membership for this committee?
Nine.
And we're at 9? Yeah. Oh, so we can't currently go out and recruit or anything.
Well, except that we should always be recruiting all the time because, you know, as people roll off the board, we want to have somebody that we can encourage to jump right in and apply for those open seats.
Isn't the commission more concerned about the qualification of its members rather than what group they belong to?
I think we are. I think they are, Maria. I think we, you know, and that's fairly well laid out. It's just that there wasn't any mention of diversity, and that was one of the things that we had talked about some time ago.
Well, does it help if I tell you I'm a Latina?
Walking through this section by section, and I pulled it backwards when you just before you walked.
Oh, sorry.
No, not that. Just giving you an update, I guess.
I appreciate it.
Membership.
So I had a question on number 2. It wasn't clear to me what 5.2. What resolution was referring to?
The resolution that established the committee.
Okay. And I didn't understand 5.4. The last sentence, one member may be an at-large community representative with a general knowledge and appreciation of the visual arts and or of civic design. How is that different from the first sentence where, you know, they have, we talk about art or we talk about creative sector experience?
So generally the commissioners are somehow involved in the arts or creative sectors. And then that last sentence saying, but you could also have one, you know, community member who's really maybe not in that realm. And again, this was in the public art plan that was adopted by council in April.
Okay. So I guess that would be me on the commission. So I don't have any of the other fields. I don't have a creative field professionally, but I believe I have the knowledge and appreciation.
Perfect.
Okay. All right. That was all I had.
So in that same sentence, David, I'm glad that you pointed that out. Should it just be appreciation of the arts rather than visual arts? Because we're not the Visual Arts Commission anymore.
Sure.
Okay, straight visual?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. Well, I apologize, everyone, for being so late. I tried every which way I could to get into this meeting from my phone in the car. I left Ames later than I wanted to, and I just could not get in. And I tried calling you three times, too, and I think it's not coming through down here in the basement. So you can ignore my message.
No, I don't have any missed calls.
Wow. And I'll have to check later and make sure I have the right number. It was you in my phone.
Oh, you were calling this one. Yeah, I have several missed calls.
We did jump ahead and talk about Ricochet.
Okay.
And then bounce back.
That's fine. Did we approve the minutes and do the roll call? Okay.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
We did the easy things.
So next would be the work plan. Okay. Oh, I think I have to stop sharing and then reshare. Okay, I'm going to bring up the work plan now. Give me 1 second. And honestly, I didn't do a lot on this. I made very minimal edits from the last one. I did update this first paragraph just about renaming, and then I updated the members. And I'd love to know what I forgot here in the red for this past year for completed tasks.
Well, we turned out a couple of things. Do we want to say that? Do we want to talk about
I don't know, maybe we do want to say that we collaborated with the downtown district in the completion of a couple of pieces. Because the one mural by the, what were they, Swiss or Austrian?
Neverkur? Yeah.
Yeah, that got completed this past year,
okay.
Even though it was commissioned and talked about in a prior year because of COVID, it didn't get done, but that's one to add to the list.
Okay.
Trying to think what else we need.
Well, then that choose kindness.
Yes.
That was MedCube.
And was the was
and you're
the,
beautiful.
You know, I was just gonna bring that one up, David. Thank you. You're beautiful too. Yeah.
That was last year.
That was last year?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Was it also last year the women voter what's it?
Yeah,
yes.
That was last year.
2 or 3 years.
2020.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
100-year anniversary.
Those years all blur together.
It's been a blurry time.
Well, we also did work with you, Stephanie, and the interns based on the city recommendation on the sort of the mural tour info, which I think is a really big deal.
Yeah.
Good one.
Good. Yeah, I knew I forgot stuff.
What about the lantern in Five Seasons? Is that another
year?
Yeah, that was a while ago.
Another blur.
Where did those 2 years go? Seems like yesterday.
They all do seem to blur together, don't they?
They do.
Yeah, and actually the selected artist duo, I mean, that piece is completed, so we could even update that more.
Yeah, which is to say what?
Selected the artist and you know, oversaw the completion of the Five Seasons art mural.
Okay.
And I don't have my whole binder, or I could just flip back to see what we did.
And the pocket park was 2020.
Yeah. Was the horse sculpture that was just finished in?
Oh shoot! Yeah.
Hughes, was that completed this year?
Yeah.
Wasn't that was a private, wasn't it?
Private.
Yeah.
But it was a donation that we accepted.
Yeah, I mean, but that, did it ever go through this commission?
Yes, it did.
Oh, it did.
Yeah, it sure did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they came and talked to us. And we all said, yeah, that's awesome. Do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but it wasn't still this year. It probably was 2 years ago that they came and talked to us.
Okay.
I'm just trying to remember, what am I seeing go up in town?
I know.
Yeah. Okay, very good to you. Okay.
Now, that might have been pretty new, Stephanie.
There, it was for sure. Yeah.
Whatever became of the individual that wanted to light up the Tree of Five Seasons? Did that just get pushed aside or something?
Well,
tabled until they finished the levy.
I actually just spoke with our flood people, recently about kind of the timeline for that Five Seasons Plaza. And it is out a couple of years, but I think it's a great thing to kind of keep in mind. I thought they said it'd be like spring of 2025 when that plaza is redone, as part of that work. But, I think in the meantime, figuring out what it would cost to uplight that is probably a big factor.
If I remember correctly, they weren't even sure how they were going to light it up, were they? Because they had different ideas about how to light it up.
Yeah, she shared like a kind of a mock-up of what it could look like lit up. But right. I think the question mark is like, how much does this cost? And
maintain.
Paying for it.
Right.
Because, it would be an ongoing, it's not a kind of a one and done thing.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. And I thought that who was presenting it, she was going to be talking to people to see about donations. I mean, and costs, but I thought she was also, she was looking into many things on this.
Well, wasn't she thinking in terms of she would try to get it initially going, but then in the end, it would end up falling on the city to maintain it after that? So that was part of the thing is that, okay, so you figure out how to light this up and maybe you get donations to get that stuff installed, but then who does the maintenance fall on?
Right. And I think when we had that meeting with her, I don't even remember what her name was. She wanted us to tell her, yeah, sure, go ahead and go out and raise this money. And we didn't, that was before you, Stephanie, but it might have been like right as you were coming on. And so we had a temporary person And we said, you know, that's not what we do. We're a recommending body to, you know, we love this idea. We think it's great, but it's not for us to say, sure, go ahead and go out and fundraise this. But somebody else from the city needs to tell her that seems fine.
Yeah. I just think there's things that need to be answered too. Like, yeah, you know, maintenance, that is one of our, you know, city parks and mm-hmm. you know, needed of them and what resources and how much is this costing. So yeah, I think kind of as you know something else that this you know the city internally will continue to look at. I'm aware that there's you know interest in that and the timing would be good, but yeah, well I think we'll check into it internally. If you think of anything else in this completed task, you know, feel free to send that. I've got some notes of what the input was, and maybe we could keep kind of moving on here the last 10 minutes. I really, the rest of this, I really didn't do much to, I pulled these two things in red out of the public art plan, but that's really all I did. So, you know, I think everything's up for discussion.
Well, I think we have some opportunities based on the new master plan to do things that we haven't done before. Not that I have any great suggestions.
Do you want me to jump down to this part or? I think this is kind of what you two were getting to before with that committee and part of that, ironing that out, maybe.
Yes.
You want me to manage on this? Can't quite get all.
Well, Tim, I don't know what we have in terms of ongoing projects that require our attention. Because we really completed the last project that we had on our list, which was the mural. We still obviously have to do something about Ricochet and Skyblade, but we've kind of stopped on those until we get them repaired. And then really the decisions about what happens to them have already been made. So
what do we do now?
So what do we do now? Yeah. What do we do now?
Take a tour of the murals.
Do we get another a budget? Do we get another $60,000 for the next year?
There's an annual budget, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I've lost the thread on project possibilities or areas that we wanted to kind of tackle next.
Yeah.
I mean, the work plan was so big, and then diving into the maintenance or repair of those pieces and interacting with the murals. I mean, there's been a lot of good conversation, but now it's like, as you said, we're kind of completed for the moment until we dive into.
Does the city have anything coming up, Stephanie, that like, are there any neighborhood revitalization or, you know, new city gateways, projects that are crying out for some kind of our involvement that we could partner with some city departments on.
Yeah, I definitely think so. So to call those out in this art plan, okay.
I did find notes on the conversation about the tree of the uplighting. Jen Newman.
Okay, yes.
And it was in March.
I know, I drove by the tree on my way here and I thought, wow, that'd be good looking with some lights.
Especially on a gloomy day.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, they're building on the other side of the river. What, I'm not really sure what it's going to be. Is it going to be like a condo complex or? But anyway, whatever that's going to be, if it's going to be residential stuff, they will be looking right at it.
Yeah,
they're going to be looking at that area right across the river from them. I'm trying to think. It would be nice to have a nice area for whatever. If it's residential, I think any residents that move in there would appreciate something nice to look at there. Although there's plenty of really good lit up things downtown right now that they would get a view of. But if that was something that was to actually come to fruition, that would be kind of a fun thing for them to look at.
Well, I think they're planning on shops in there too, and park-like space or community, you know, a plaza or something on the interior of that complex across the river.
Huh.
I think it would be a good idea to suggest to the architects that they leave us a couple of nice big walls, like a nice big white wall without a lot of architectural disruptions, interruptions.
So Stephanie, is this in red, create specific temporary art guidelines, something that you just added for? Yeah, I think that's a great.
And that was also in the, so what I did was cultural planning, you know, from the public art plan that's been adopted, they have kind of an implementation schedule. So I pulled out the more immediate implementation recommendations. So, and you've already done some of them. For instance, change the name, you know, from visual arts to public art. That was a short-term action. And both of these red ones. Now, I mean, the timeline is more, you know, what you got. I just kind of randomly put that in there, but there was that in this. And these were both from the public art plan implementation document and more of, you know, quicker action things. Yeah. And the plan does call for, you know, doing some temporary art strategies. So I think before you take that on, it would be good to adopt some guidelines. So
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah,
One of the guidelines or one of the things I would recommend changing or at least considering would be the word temporary as opposed to temporal. Temporal art is art that has a beginning, a middle, and an end, you know, like the theater or, you know, a concert, music concert. Temporary art suggests that it's an object that's there for a short amount of time. And then it goes away. Do we want to get that specific at this stage, or are we going to be approving temporal works of art? Are we going to support rock concerts and opera and whatever the other arts?
Well, wasn't that part of the impetus to become public arts instead of visual arts, that it would encompass, you know,
yes,
theater,
so,
whatever.
So some of those are going to be coming our way.
Well, I think what we need to decide is how, you know, what does that mean for us?
Uh-huh.
That's a good question. So I think it belongs on the list. We're not going to decide it today, right?
Oh, yeah.
The other thing that we had talked about a lot was more sort of partnering with other city entities like the library or, you know, the K-12 system, colleges. And I wonder if we want to add somewhere that we should try to identify who we want those partners to be, because we can't do everybody. We just don't have that much time. And maybe we want to strategically think about who we want to partner with and reach out to them, so that, because if we don't do it pretty soon, we just won't get anything done because it's already November.
Well, and who and what type of project we're talking about.
Exactly.
And maybe that starts with initiating conversations about possibilities with some select.
Yeah.
Want to try to list those groups now, or are we going to postpone that?
I think we probably don't have enough time to do that today, but we probably should do that at our next meeting.
Definitely, because we are running out of time if we want to do something this spring or this summer. You know, I'm just thinking back, it's been a while since we've done any of those public art sculptures that are just temporary and that always did bring in visitors, and there was always a lot of community interaction on those.
And those were fun too, yeah.
Betsy. Yeah.
Thanks for.
Oh. And we talked at some point about the possibility of doing that along the trail. That was part of that. But the flood wall is impacting a lot of those possibilities.
But, you know, maybe there's something we could do with Parks and Recreation or, you know, any number of other groups. We just have to figure out who.
Hello. Apologize, don't mean to interrupt. We're shutting the water off to this building here soon. I just want you to let you know.
Okay.
So if you need to use the bathroom, use it now. Okay.
That's okay. That's okay. Thank you.
People in here, I had to let you
Thank
know.
You. Thank you.
So was there anything else you added to the plan, Stephanie, since we're out of time? I hate to keep
No, there's not. Like I said, okay. Kind of just minimal, just the two items in red here, that. this stuff. And then it's not in red what I updated here, but that was kind of minor, just more housekeeping, changing, updating names and positions from the year before.
Mm-hmm. So maybe you could send that to us and we could,
sure.
We could give that some thought great. To that individually.
Yep.
And then next time we can.
Yeah, I think at the next meeting, you should be prepared to make a recommendation to adopt it. And then it'll go before the development committee, which is a subcommittee of council at their January meeting. So, yeah.
Okay, so be prepared to adopt the work plan at the next meeting.
Which is December something.
Right.
December.
December.
What's the second Thursday or the third?
It's going to be the 8th, yeah. December 8th.
Okay.
Okay, and now we're called PAC, not VAC, right?
We're the PAC.
That's right.
We are PAC.
We're back instead of back.
Before we adjourn, do we have member updates or announcements? I'll just announce again that I'm terribly sorry for being so incredibly late. I just got stuck in a meeting in a project with my boss. And so it's not like I could just say, I'm sorry, I have to go. And then it's not across the street for me to get here anymore. So I'll have to see if I can figure out why I couldn't make that Zoom link work. So thank you all for your patience and for trudging onward without me.
We're glad you made it.
Yeah. All right. Well, if there's nothing from the group, we are adjourned. Since the water's off, we should go home.
That's right.
All right. There's no purpose here. We don't know.
That's right.
Come on.